coming to you from PCA 2024 at, hey, the Las Vegas Convention Center. We are getting ready to puff, we're gonna sip, we're gonna chat. Some great brands out here. I got a lot of good people I'm gonna be sitting down with. Different brands, accessory companies, you name it. They're all gonna be on the Puff Sip.
This is the Puff Sip Chat. My name is Reggie Kimball. Join us as we explore the world of premium cigars and whiskey with the people who make it possible. Please check out the Loyal to Ash Cigar Subscription Service. We feature 4 to 5 premium cigars each month and will always include at least one minority of female-owned brand. Check out loyaltoash.com and use code PuffSipChat for a special discount.
We are in the Rocky Patel booth.
Yep.
And this brother has a collaboration with Rocky Patel. Tell him about your collaboration. I'm gonna shut up and let you go.
All right, I'll go for it. So the cigar is called the 1865 Project. We started the company, we're a black-owned company within Rocky Patel, all right? When we went and met with Rocky about 2 years ago, we started on this journey with the purpose of blending a cigar with him, but then also blending a cigar with a purpose. So the main component that we wanted to focus on was we have a scholarship component to our cigars. So we tell people as they smoke our cigars or buy our cigars, they part in with a purpose. Mm-hmm. So what we do, we've given out our first scholarship to a young lady going to Spelman. We did that last year. So the cigars, we have 3 sizes. We got a Gordo, Toro, and a Robusto. It's a San Andreas wrapper, Nicaraguan filler. It's got 2 binders, a Nicaraguan and a Honduran binder. The partnership has been phenomenal. The cigars right now are all over the country. Really right now, we're just trying to get the word out about the cigar.
Yeah. So when did you guys actually start the collaboration, man?
So we started this project January of 2022.
Okay.
We went down to Naples, went through a number of different blends, and then we ended up settling on this blend. So cigar, we've been at the last 2 PCAs.
Okay.
With the cigar, and cigar's been, like I said, you smoke it. I tell you, the cigar's for everybody. Now, it's a medium to medium plus, but there's women, there's men who might smoke mild cigars.
Yep.
But the flavor profile on the cigar is so good that everybody can smoke it.
I am here at Pastana, I said it right.
Because
I messed up earlier.
They
corrected me. They taught me.
Oh, okay.
Your team taught me to say Pastana.
It's like a prep team.
Yes. You know? They are badasses, man.
Thanks.
I need a team.
I appreciate it.
I got a team of one, but you know.
Hey,
he handles business, too.
Okay, that's good.
He makes sure we get paid, make sure we keep the lights on, because I don't know any of that
stuff. How long have you been doing it?
3 years now.
Okay, you'll pick up people along the way. They just, you know, people will come to you.
That's right. And we need good people on the Puff Sip Chat.
There you go.
Hey, so what's up, everybody? Reggie Kimball, Stickman number one. I'm here at PCA 2024. And I've been looking forward to chatting to this brother to my right, Mr. Mike of Pastana.
Yes.
I said it right.
Yes, sir.
Welcome
yes, sir.
To the Puff Sip Chat, brother.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, man. So I'm not going to even try to say your last name. You tell me the last name.
This is Stepan Kevich. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on.
Say it one more time.
Stepan Kevich. There you go.
All right. I got it. All right. And that is of what descent?
It is Polish.
Polish. That's
yes,
what
sir.
I thought. Okay. I didn't want to guess. I didn't go too wild.
No. Yeah. So my name is Mike Stepan Kevich. Pastana Cigars. We have 3 lines, the Habano and the Broadleaf. Our newest one is the Connecticut Shade that we released at last year's show. This show, we are releasing it in a new Vitola, the Corona Gorda named Justice, the original blend. I created the cigar 10 years ago for the birth of Justice, and they were called Apollo Dannys. I only made 100 sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward 10 years later, and we wanted to create that blend and it be out in the wild because it's a Connecticut bar none. It tastes like nothing you've ever experienced before. It has a Pennsylvania broadleaf binder, so it has some complexity. It has that full-bodiedness. Mm-hmm. I'm a guy that smokes cigars all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't smoke a Connecticut cigar that tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
I need that body to start my day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to smoke something that's extremely bold and just destroy my palate.
That's right.
So this Connecticut complements all of those things.
Okay.
As well as giving a person that's smoking cigars that wants to level up,
mm-hmm.
but isn't quite ready for something extremely bold
okay.
to have something new.
Oh, man. I got my brother from another mother. He's way more handsome than me. But that's my dude.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my dude, Mr. Allen Sanabri of Family by Loyalty.
Yes, sir.
And just in case you don't remember, everybody, I'm gonna say it my people way. All skin folk ain't kin folk.
Exactly.
You family
By loyalty.
Exactly. And that's what your brand stands for.
And listen, we're founded by loyalty. Let me show you guys something real quick. We stand by our brand. And that's why we say loyalty is thick in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, founded by loyalty. Listen, we were here on your podcast the last time.
That's right. That's right.
And we had an amazing podcast.
That was an awesome. One of my best, bro.
Yo, still, it was an amazing podcast. And let me tell you guys, what has changed since the last time here I spoke? Reggie and I are good friends. This is my brother from another mother, right?
Sir.
And let me tell you this real quick. We rebranded. Because certain, you know, brand didn't like the fact that we had an X, right?
What?
So, you know, we're no longer family X loyalty, we're family by loyalty, right?
Oh,
but it's all right.
We hadn't even talked about that.
But it's all right, though.
It's okay.
You know why it's all right?
All right.
I'm going to show you guys something real quick. If they want to fuck around and find out, they will. You know what I'm saying?
Find out. My man. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what
that's
mean?
What I'm talking about.
We ain't sleeping.
Yeah.
We already 4 years strong.
Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere. We hustling.
Word.
You know, we even create new blends right here.
Yeah.
That's one of our new blends. I'm not going to tell you the name about it, but I'm going to tell you it's full body, full strength. And I'm going to tell you, the way it starts is not the way it ends. Not only that, it's going to take you on a roller coaster ride.
Wait. All your sticks take us on the roller coaster ride.
No, but
this must be a crazy roller coaster ride.
It's because everybody's been asking me, Al, when your full strength cigars coming out?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, the flavor of my cigars, the body of cigars has to always overpower the strength.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's always, I said that to you from day one.
That's
right
true.
Or wrong?
You said it. Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Yeah, word.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the way we blended this full body, full strength cigar is, it takes you on a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. It starts off strong,
mm-hmm.
comes down, starts off strong again. Strong, comes right back down. By the time you're three quarters way through, you're like, what happened?
I'm gonna be like this, right?
But what I'm saying to you is,
yeah.
the flavor always more pronounced.
Okay. The only problem I have with these two individuals is that we had to come all the way to Las Vegas to see each other.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad we see each other now. So I got Rick and Sarah Rodriguez of West Tampa Tobacco.
Oh,
welcome to the Bustin' and Chat.
We're going to turn 2 years old on May the 2nd. So
okay.
What's happening to us has never happened before in the cigar business. One thing, we knew that we had the image, myself, from CAO, that's one. But we had to provide a good cigar. You can love me, you can love Sarah, you can love the presentation, the packaging, the price point. Smoke the cigar, oh yeah, I can't support this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start with a good cigar, a good story, you're going to be okay.
Yes. What's been up?
Everything, bro.
Yeah.
Everything, man. I got new sizes coming out with my existing blends. I got a new cigar through La Zona, Eric Espinosa's factory.
Okay.
I'm doing a blend with Cigar Dojo.
Okay.
That's in production right now.
Nice.
That'll be out like in July-ish, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. It'll be sold through Smoke Inn.
Okay.
But Maroon is our fifth year anniversary cigar. That's through with La Zona.
So it's been five?
It's been 5 years, man. Sound been flying, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I remember I first met you in Atlanta.
Yes.
That was
probably time. Like year two, maybe.
Year and a half, two years, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were still brand new, you know.
As were we.
Yeah. Yeah, but the cigar through La Zona is called Maroon, M-A-R-U-N.
Okay.
In the Yoruba tribe in Nigeria, the word Maroon means five.
Oh.
So that's why I called it that.
Because there's so many boutique brands here that aspire to be what you have become already.
We are an old company. My father founded the company in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
So I was second generation making cigars. My son is third generation.
That's right.
We control our quality from growing our own tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
We take advantage of that because mm-hmm. we control the quality from the seed to the final product.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we try to bring
mm-hmm.
to Vegas and for you people in Pop Seed Chat.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make the things different.
That's right.
Giving reasonable price with higher quality.
That's right.
In our products, all our products. And enjoying time.
Enjoying time. You touched on something that I think is very important that a lot of people need to know. Not only do you provide a superior product, but you do it at an incredible value. And not a lot of people can say, because I've had some more expensive cigars that don't even touch what you bring to the table.
That's our goal.
That's your goal.
That's our goal.
The advantage is that my grandfather, when he opened the factory, we actually came from the tobacco growing side.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, my father's second generation manufacturer, but he's actually fourth generation grower.
Mm-hmm.
So tobacco growing was in our blood before. So we can manage the control and the yields and the seeds and the microclimates of the different farms, the sorting process, all that, which makes, in the end, us easier to blend and just a more consistent product for you guys out there to smoke.
I got Keith, I got Mike. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Reggie, what's going on, man?
Happy to be here.
What's going on?
See you guys.
Thanks
for sitting down with me, taking a few minutes.
Thanks for having us.
I know the show has probably been crazy
bananas
for you guys, right?
It has been.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
And you know what? You have an awesome placement. You're right by the restroom.
By the
everybody
food?
Has
the by the restroom. You ain't
by
getting
the food.
You ain't getting through this show without seeing us.
Design? Lovely cigars. My first time having it. Absolutely. I got to tell you, this first few puffs.
Yeah.
Is something special. Which blend am I actually smoking right
you're,
now?
You're smoking the 162, our second 162. Line, Mike.
Yep, that's an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper that has Sumatran binder, all Nicaraguan fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, Condega, and Ometepe.
Okay. And when did you guys start Lovely Cigar?
Well, COVID.
Yeah, it was even pre-COVID even. You know, we started the conversation a little bit
like
before that.
I about you way before COVID.
Well,
I don't know why.
But here's a, do you
I think your
that,
brand has gotten such a strong reputation already. That's probably what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was COVID during right before.
Yeah, right before we were actually talking about going down to Nicaragua to work with somebody, and we booked some flights. Then COVID hit, and we're like, we could probably go anyway. You know, like we could probably go. Like it's not that big a deal.
Uh-huh.
And then like 2 days before our flights is when they shut the flights down. Mm-hmm. So then all through COVID, we were like sending out samples and getting samples sent to us and back and forth. So the blending process, which could have been done like in a few hours at the factory, ended up taking 10 months.
Months,
a long time. So
actually, that makes me feel good that it took 10 months because that means it was a serious, slow, arduous process. You took your time with it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We were having cigars 6 feet apart at the time because it was just like it was a crazy time in America. Right.
It was.
And we would just get together. We were getting together weekly just because like that. There needed to be some sort of like sanity in all that chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we're getting these blends in and we're trying them, and when you're dealing with factories in other countries, when everything's shut down, we have a dossier say this one we like, this one, this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would just keep getting new modifications. And it felt like a long time.
We like the front end of this cigar. We like how this one finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want more spice. We want a little sweetness. You know, those are the kind of things we'd send back to our blender, and they'd make new samples. They'd send up 5-6 samples. We'd sit down. And then finally, we got our original, our X2 blend, and you know, we smoked it. We both liked it. And the next day, we were like texting each other, like, man, I just want to say, I want that cigar again.
Yeah. Since the last time we spoke, I think it was at TPE.
Yeah.
Okay. It was at TPE, probably 2 or 3 years
ago.
It was, I'll be honest, it was when I first got started.
Yeah.
And I'm still here, thankfully.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are already
been
doing
it.
You are already the man. You are already the man.
Yeah, well, back in 2019, Epic was acquired by Xander Gregg, the distributor to California.
Yeah.
Now I oversee all of our brands, all of our premium lines, Epic, Nat Seco, and Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, one of the biggest things that's happened is the project with Paul DeSilvo and Chas Palminteri, the Bronx Tale. So,
and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Really, you're holding that box, man.
Yeah, this is our new release, the Bronx Tale Colodro. It's our line extension from the original release last year at PCA.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing, it's based on the original blend, a little bit different. It comes in 4 sizes, 20 count boxes, MSRP in that $12 to $14, whereas the original release limited box press, that's in that $24 MSRP. So we wanted to have something that this is going to be a continued line that'll be in shops and available. It's not a limited release, and we want it to be available for retailers and consumers just to give them a different price point and something they can have in their daily rotation.
Okay, so, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So this is your brainchild, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, Paulie DeSilvo contacted me over 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
He was making a Bronx Tail small production at his factory in Arthur Avenue in the Bronx for many years. His father grew up with Chaz, their best friends, and Chaz really, he granted Paulie the use of the Bronx Tail name.
Oh, man.
And then he came to us because he wanted to mass produce and distribute something. Paulie will be here a little bit later this afternoon. Hope you can come by and get a few words.
I'd love to.
But yeah, we're really excited about the project. It's obviously getting a lot of eyeballs on our brands and Epic, and it's really, you know, It's an epic collaboration.
Yeah, okay.
And, one of my favorite brands, and I'm not just saying that because this young lady is sitting here to my left. One of my absolute favorite brands is AJ Fernandez, and specifically one of my best, I guess one of the best blends that I love is the Cameroon.
Oh, the Cameroon. I mean, the Cameroon, honestly, for us, is one of our better sellers. Mm-hmm. It's actually in the top five SKUs for us, but mm-hmm. our Cameroon, what I really like about it is, like, it's super hardy and pliable, so mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, cold states in the winter, mm-hmm. we always steer them away from Cameroons mm-hmm. because they can, you know, pop and break, but, you know, ours is so flavorful, and just, it's a wonderfully balanced cigar that I absolutely love.
Oh, man, you did that so well. So, guess what? You heard this, y'all? Miss Laurel Tilley.
Hello.
AJ Fernandez. This is AJ Fernandez, the brand development manager.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So this woman knows her stuff. And I've been so impressed with her. We met this morning. And she agreed to chop it up with us.
We're best friends.
Oh, we go way back.
Yeah.
We go
like
way back.
A whole 2 hours.
A whole 2 hours. In today's world, that's like 2 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
At least. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've known people for a long time that I like less than you.
Wow, that's an honor.
Yeah.
That's an honor. I feel pretty good right now. You guys have an awesome brand.
Thank you.
A classic traditional brand. And congratulations on just all the success you guys continue to
have. Thank you. So I appreciate that.
It's awesome. And how's the show been going for
you? It's been great. You know, we're excited about the release. You know, we've got the Dias de Gloria as well as our 20th anniversary that we're doing a little bit of a teaser. And, you know, it's always great to have AJ here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking around and talking to people and, you know, being able to like hold court and really talk about his brands. You know, he's so entrenched in Nicaragua. So anytime we get to get him in the States is always awesome.
Anyway, Mr. John Sally.
What's up,
NBA champ? What's up, brother? Nice to meet you. Thank you for having taking a few minutes for the puff sip chat.
The puff sip chat. I even like the sound of it.
Yeah, man.
And since you were dark skinned and melanated, I was not going to say no.
That part.
We're
family, man.
That's right.
We're family. We're cousins from somewhere.
I wish I was that color.
We're probably cousins somewhere down the line. So, man, congratulations on the launch of your brand.
Yep.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us. So, for those who don't know, John Sally actually has a cigar brand.
Yep.
It's the Sigmund Freud brand. And talk about it for a second, yeah.
Well, you can check us out at freudcigars.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said, why you didn't put your name on it? And I was like, because you might be a Celtic fan.
Well, that part, fan. That part.
You know, I ain't like him when he plays.
Yeah.
That's the way people are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people know who the great Dr. Sigmund Freud was.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you may think about it, his name is etched. It's almost like, if I could have called this Ye Cigars, I would have. Because
mm-hmm.
Kanye is in that level, like a Mozart.
That's right.
A Beethoven.
Right.
Kanye West. Quincy Jones. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it.
That's right. That's right.
So, Freud Cigar was great. When I had the conversation, this kid is the son, Manny, is the son of Mr. Diaz, who's been with Davidoff for, 36 years?
Mm-hmm.
He was the roller for 36 years. And in 2022, after he left Davidoff, he said, I'm open. I've been working for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
making them great. Now I'm getting older. I'm going to make my own cigars. As soon as they asked me.
So this is something you had planned on doing.
I was going to do it. Look, if you pay attention, I won 2 championships with Isaiah Thomas, 1 championship with Michael Jordan, 1 championship with Shaq and Kobe. I know who the stars are and who win championships.
That's right. And you know the role you have to play.
That's right. I'm a role player. I block shots, grab rebound, and I chase the women. So
you have one of the premier cigar lounges in the country, maybe even in the world from what I'm hearing.
Let's be humble.
No, only in the country, right? Only in the country.
Somewhere in the Midwest. I'm stuck in Indiana, closer to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So
the Karma Cigar Bar.
Karma Cigar Bar.
Okay.
We are full service cigar bar.
Okay.
Where we have a food, we have a drinks, and we have a cigars.
Oh, wow.
We have a premium cigar selection from top to bottom.
So all the major premium brands, it's safe to say that someone would find them at Karma Cigar Bar.
Exactly.
Okay.
But let me tell you something.
Yes.
I have banquet lounge in the back area of our lounge. We do jazz night. Imagine cigar, bourbon, and jazz. Cigar, cognac, and jazz. Or cigar, tequila, and jazz.
I just have one question for you.
Yeah.
do you have beds in the back so that I can go to sleep?
No, we don't babysit there. People. We are adult daycare, not the nightcare.
So I'm going to jump right into it. I know people can read, but tell them in your own words, what is the CRA?
Yeah, so Cigar Rights of America is sort of a national advocacy organization that fights for the premium cigar industry from the manufacturing level all the way down to the consumers. And we're all this one big family that, and we're working to protect them, to protect their ability to make a great premium cigar for a retailer to be able to sell to customers and for the consumer to enjoy the product. There's a lot of stuff that goes on, as many people have heard, you know, in Washington with FDA regulation and on down at the state level. And so we act as sort of that barrier to fight for their rights to be able to enjoy a premium cigar. That's what Cigar Rights America does, whether it's tax caps, to make, you know, cigars, you know, sort of relieve them from the undue burdens of high taxes in states, to fighting against smoking bans when they try to expand them, and clean indoor air acts that takes away the ability to enjoy a premium cigar inside of a cigar shop in your hometown or community. And then obviously on down with the FDA regulations that tries to, you know, sort of tell the manufacturing industry that they can and cannot make a product. So that's sort of Cigar Rights of America in a nutshell, is that we fight for the industry and then the consumers and the retailers to be able to enjoy and make this product that we all love in a premium cigar.
Wow. It's not all about just cigars. It is about cigars, but it ain't about cigars. You know, it's about the relationships, but then there's other things around cigars that, well, I'm going to let this man tell it better.
I'm Mac Bostic with BQ&S Gourmet Chocolate. We make gourmet chocolates made from Dominican cacao, 65 to 70%. No preservatives, no additives. Real fruit, real nuts, real freeze-dried fruit. So that way you get the real taste of the fruit. And the cherries are freeze-dried. The blueberries are freeze-dried. The nuts are amazing. Everything's made right here in America. Only thing difference is that cacao is true cacao from Dominican Republic.
But if somebody was to pick one of your chocolates, and you said you want to have that with your cigar.
Blueberry.
The blueberry. And I've had the blueberry. You're right. The blueberry is ridiculous.
Hey, I hope that gave you a nice little taste of what went down at PCA 2024. Come back soon and check out the full versions of each one of our sit-down conversations. And always remember, there's podcasts, and then there's a show called the Puff Sip Chat. Peace.